If LA stands for lots of awesomeness, here's Gray Drake with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Before we get to our friend, question for you is cottage cheese, good on its own, or do you have to have something in it or flavor it with something?
Oh, listen, cottage cheese is the most versatile of cheeses. Oh, my God. I've really had a new appreciation for cottage cheese in the last, 12 months. I love a good, regular, plain cottage cheese with just, a dash of salt and pepper.
But it's got to be plain.
Yeah, totally
gotta
plain. Would you eat it just totally plain?
Come on, you guys, don't be so square.
Because I'll eat it plain. I love it. No mix-ins or anything.
No, because then the minute that you, pop some pineapple into it, it becomes a party cheese.
I'm with you, Gray. That's what I said. I said, on its own, but lots you can add to cottage cheese to make it.
Yes, but you know what? We know that neither you nor Gray understand either-or questions.
It must be a woman thing. Because men can answer this question. Is cottage cheese good on its own? Yes or no? But if we add pineapple or strawberry or something.
I like green olives. Great. Have you ever added green olives to your... It's a good savory treat.
Mm-hmm. Colleen, it's like I tell everybody I come across that you're a genius of our time.
Oh, boy. Well, that explains our time.
Just when I thought things were getting better.
All right, let's get to this clip from our friend.
The other day I read their daughter, Molly, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You remember that one? And when I finished, she said, "That's scary, Dane." I said, "What's scary about it? Is it the one fish, the two fish, the red fish, the blue fish?" She said, "No, your lack of ambition." Thank you.
Well, it's all fun and games until we start talking about our friend.
So that was the best part of it?
Oh, Lordy. It is not a question, thankfully, of quality of this movie, but our friend is the story of a family and their very good friend who are navigating the mother's cancer diagnosis.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys, it's a cancer movie, and I will tell you, it's the first one I've really watched, I think, in the past, 9 or so months, that I recall, and it ripped me to pieces.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so if you are a big fan of weepy films with terminal illness, that certainly has humor in it, like life does, and like you heard from Jason Segel. The deal is that Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey has a terminal cancer diagnosis. Her husband, played by Casey Affleck, is a military serviceman, and he is stressed because they have two young daughters. It's a horrible situation to be in, and their very close family friend, played by Jason Segel, comes to help them. And he sacrifices a lot in his life in order to take care of his best friends and their children. And it is such an incredible performance, actually, on all three of their parts. But proceed with infinite caution, because it is a fast-track trip to Bummertown.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That reminds me of, what was that movie Casey Affleck was in a couple years ago?
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, my God.
I remember you guys talking about that. Yeah, I've never watched it because this sounds...
Yeah, with the house fire.
Yeah, that was heavy, heavy movie. But it was good. I liked it. All right, Gray Drake joins us every week to talk about the movies. But as always, you don't have to wait. Gray Drake is on YouTube. So go subscribe to her YouTube channel. Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. Gray Drake on YouTube. Have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
I'm going to go eat me some cheese and olives.
Of course you are.
Girl.
All right, bye.
Need some human interaction? We're here, and we're human-ish. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.